The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Do you see who is now the betting favorite to be the Patriots quarterback in 2021?
I did not.
Take a guess. Not 2020, 2021.
So probably Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
The odds-on favorite. Part of me wants it to happen for the radio. But then part of me would just be so sad about it. I don't know what I want. I'm so torn right now. That's one of the things about the NCAA tournament, whether you like it or not. The best team doesn't always win.
Right.
I mean, most people thought Duke was a lock to win the national title last year. They had three guys that would end up going in, what, the top five or six picks. It was basically just expected that they were going to win the tournament. But it doesn't always work that way. It's not as simple as who's got the best players. Oh, they must be the team that's going to win. And that was a team that, you know, when ESPN posts what the percentage of the brackets, I think that was the highest percentage ever.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find that, send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch. Go check that out. Comment there. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. All will be available on podcastarena.com shortly. So, some good stuff as we roll through the coronavirus times here on a Thursday. Did you see this guy who, it's the same guy who apparently did a future bet on Lamar Jackson to win the MVP and won $285,000. He was going to win $45,000 off of a ticket where he bet Tom Brady to go to the Buccaneers.
He's good.
I mean, yeah. But let's see. He bet Tom Brady's team for week one of the 2020 regular season, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, wager $500, potential payout $20,500. And basically, he has to be on the roster for week one for this to be a winner.
Right.
So,
obviously, at this point, it's
it's
going to happen.
Yeah, so he has two tickets that basically add up to $45,000 on it.
Man, good for him.
Yeah.
Why didn't you think of that?
Because I'm a dumb.
We'd be out of this coronavirus recession.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. But, recession. It's going to be a depression, man. It's going to be bad. You're going to be calling it a recession.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty sharp. So he says, Fred, I'm a fellow cyclist, and nothing pisses me off more than when I see a homeless person riding a nice $1,500 to $2,000 bike that they obviously stole. Drives me nuts. Oh, don't think I haven't noticed that sometimes. And yeah, I still miss the one that they stole from me. So it wasn't that. Well, it was pretty close to that. Yeah. It is. I don't know. I'm going to sound racist if I say anything.
Uh-oh.
It's
go
true.
Ahead, Billy-O.
No, there's a lot of homeless people of all races on really nice bikes down there.
Okay.
I'll just say that. They're not really racist. It's more being looking down on classless.
Classist.
Yeah, classist. Yeah. But pretty sure that those guys could not afford some of the bikes they have. That's all. So 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780.
You stimulated the economy by giving them your bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't give it to them.
They're just borrowing it. They'll probably bring it back eventually.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. I don't think that's borrowing anymore.
Well. Lamont says, do y'all think Kyler Murray's stock rises with Hopkins in terms of MVP, elite, or any other designation? It's going to be easier for him to be good. I don't know that he's right now. I think he's still a maybe. No one knows how good he is. I think he looks promising right now.
Right.
This is going to help him. It should help him even more. But also, this is probably the last year of Larry Fitzgerald. And then, so, I don't know. I don't know how much difference it'll make. I mean, he's always going to have a chance. I worry about more how it's going to affect Deshaun Watson than how it's going to affect Kyler Murray.
Oh, no, he'll have Will Fuller for every game.
Yeah,
certainly. And look at how much better they were with Will Fuller.
Every single one.
Jeez. So USA Today did 15 sports movies you may not have heard of to binge watch while you're on lockdown.
Okay.
I'm curious how many of these you've actually...
Beer League.
That is not one of them. But it says this...
Bad News Bears Go to Japan.
Well, about the one where they came to the Astrodome. What was that one called?
I think that was Bad News Bears 2.
Oh, that was Breaking Training. Was that what it was?
Maybe so.
Well, this is 15 best sports movies you haven't seen. Now, I've actually seen a few of these.
Okay.
So, number 15...
Rookie of the Year, where the kid gets the broken arm and it makes him throw it really hard?
Nope, that one's not on here, I don't think.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know about this counting as a sports movie. Everest in 2015.
Haven't seen it.
About them climbing Mount Everest.
No, that's not a sports
movie. Sorry. Basically, they're adventure consultants. And
yeah, that's a climbing a mountain.
Yeah. 14, The Hurricane. I've seen that one. Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Hurricane Carter. That's a good one. 13... Teen Wolf.
Everyone's seen Teen Wolf. Also, that's barely a sports movie.
Well, I mean, that's almost
just
like...
Just because Teen Wolf is on the basketball team.
Yeah, and they're very good because of him.
But it's not like the movie's about basketball. It's about a dude who turns into a werewolf.
Played by Michael J. Fox. 1985.
Shaky performance at best.
Yeah, not his finest. I mean, it was no Back to the Future. Number 12, Two for the Money.
Okay.
That McConaughey and Al Pacino. I've seen that
one.
That's
worth watching.
That's that movie always makes me think of RJ and Fezzik.
Yeah.
Number 11, Above the Rim, starring Tupac.
Everybody's seen Above the Rim.
I have not seen Above the Rim.
Oh.
So.
Racist.
No, I've just never seen it. Number 10, Long Gone. It is the a 1987 HBO movie based on... it's a fictional 1950s minor league team.
Well, they got me on that one.
I haven't seen that one either. It says it has great characters from cantankerous veteran player manager Dixie Lee Box, Virginia Madsen. I missed a Virginia Madsen movie when she was still hot. Damn. There was an HBO movie where I think it was Joe Montana plays a manager who he manages a Russian baseball team because he lost his job. It's really, truly awful, but I remember seeing it. I don't remember what that was called. If anyone saw that, Comrades of Summer, that's what it was. Number 9, Basketball.
Yeah, seen it.
Funny. I like it. Number 8, Hoop Dreams.
That's a good movie.
It's not bad, yeah. Number 7, Little Giants.
That's okay.
Nah, good for me. Okay, this one, I don't know how you've never seen Blue Chips.
Everyone's seen Blue Chips.
At number 6, yeah. I mean, that does not fit your description, USA Today. Number 5, Win-Win.
Haven't seen that.
The story has a mix of psychological depth and character-driven triumphs, all with the backdrop of wrestling. It captures a teenager's struggle to fit in and use the platform of wrestling to capture his resiliency. Have not seen it. Doesn't make me want to see it. When We Were Kings, documentary on the Rumble in the Jungle. I have seen that. It's a documentary. That doesn't count. Number 3, The Cutting Edge.
What's that about?
An injury leaves an NHL caliber player unable to play hockey, and a figure skating coach decides to turn him into a pair skater. doesn't that sound like Blades of Glory? I'd rather watch Blades of Glory than this.
What was the movie where the girl was like an ice dancer and her partner got hurt, so they paired her with a hockey player?
Maybe that's what it is. That's what it sounds like.
What's it called again?
It's called The Cutting Edge.
That might be it.
He's matched up with an Olympian who's also an incredible diva.
I have seen that
and
movie.
And she's also super rich while he's decidedly blue collar.
Yeah, I have seen this movie.
I'm sure they wound up banging, right?
Yes.
Okay. Number 261 with an asterisk. Directed by Billy Crystal. It centers around the many ups and downs of Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I think it was Barry Pepper, I think, is Roger Maris. Yeah, very good movie. And number one on their list is something called Aspen Extreme. Two skiing buddies uproot their Detroit lives to move to Colorado and become Aspen ski instructors. One becomes the big shot instructor who falls into a love triangle. The other struggles to find his place on the mountain. That seems absolutely hideous.
Yes.
And ski instructor, no, you're not. That's not a sports movie.
No.
Actual skiing, like racing down the mountain, I'll take that.
I'll allow it.
But, there's no way that's number one. But I would say, and you can't put a documentary, but Blue Chips, 61, Basketball, probably my favorites on there. But Comrades of Summer, if you want to watch a really bad baseball movie. So... It says, Louisiana now rationing boudin. Bleep just got real. Bleep's been real. So maybe those homeless people promote sun and ski sports to get free bikes like Gilbert does.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I vote Beer League as a movie you should watch.
Okay.
Sports movie. It's about, you know.
A beer league?
Beer league softball, but it's really funny.
Men with Brooms, very funny also.
What's that about?
It's about a curling team.
Okay.
A bunch of drunk curlers.
All right. Well, there's your Blitz recommendations.
Yeah, just for different kind of stuff. somebody mentions, Scott asked, no Goon? Goon's freaking great. This is supposed to be movies you haven't seen, but it's just a sports list. I'll tell you what, for tomorrow, I'll put together my own list of sports movies.
Don't do that.
Why?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to. That's for people who have given up on doing sports shows.
Ah.
That's people who, they can't come up with 3 hours of material, so they're like, let's do a bracket of our favorite sports movies of all time.
Oh, I could bracket. I'm just going to give them a list of ones that I would watch right now. 713 Fred, how did your bike get stolen? Did you not have it locked up? Yeah, I was locked up in my garage when a bunch of a-holes broke in and stole it and then broke into my house. So, yeah. I don't have a whole hell of a lot of sympathy for those guys running around on people's nice bikes.
Thank you, Angel or Angel. I don't know if everybody caught that line. I thought it was underrated too.
What?
I don't want to spoil it. I threw out a joke and no one got it, but that's okay.
Well,
this guy got it.
I rarely pay attention to you, so.
I know.
All right.
I've gotten used to it.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 512 says, hey, Fred, Aspen Extreme's not bad. Peter Berg is one of the guys in that movie. I like Peter Berg. I haven't seen him in too many things that suck. Like him probably better as a director than an actor, but... You know, now I may have to, the plot they described, it sound horrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, I'm sorry, I missed your joke. It was pretty good.
Thanks.
For you. It really was. I mean, that was almost Barry level good.
So. Almost Barry level. Thanks. At AJ is funny.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't want to. I don't want to get into that. Sean Lee re-signed with the Cowboys on a one-year deal. That guy could have been so great if he could have stayed healthy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know he's just now you're just hoping that he can still play. But, And then, have you heard of a wolf eel?
No.
Well, apparently.
Doesn't sound good either.
There was a guy named Tanner Wright who was fishing in Southern California. And he caught a very bizarre looking creature. And it turns out that it is what they call a wolf eel. And he's trying to hold him so he can release him unharmed. And they keep trying to get a picture, and the thing's dancing around all over the place. Basically, it's a species of wolf fish found along the Pacific coast. Really weird-looking animal. But, if you're going to pose with one and then throw it back in, you're not going to expect him to just sit still. But this thing's got some massive teeth.
Yeah.
Could definitely rip your arm off.
Where can I see this?
It's on For the Win. Has a story on it. Actually, you can just look at my computer if you want. But that is an ugly creature.
Gross.
Oh, man.
That's what I meant. It's like what you'll look like when you're 70.
Yeah, that's probably true. Or Patrick Creighton now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But
it almost looks like Roger Ailes in that movie.
Yeah. Well, that's another one where, you talk about the fake make him look old thing.
Yeah.
That, about 20 minutes of him, you start realizing, this looks a little fake. But, plus, John Lithgow is just likable.
Yeah.
And you put a likable actor playing a guy who shouldn't be likable. And just, I don't know. I wish I'd stopped watching the movie halfway through. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. While we're on animals, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's now okay to ward off grizzly bears with a paintball gun.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a new grizzly bear hazing guidelines. And the guidelines differentiate between harassment, which is illegal, and hazing. It says appropriate hazing techniques, which obviously have a different definition of hazing than we do. But it says you're allowed within a distance of 200 yards, range from bagging pots and blaring vehicle horns to shooting marbles and stones at grizzly bears with slingshots in the rump area, not near the face.
Listen, if a grizzly bear is coming after me, I'm not aiming.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not shooting marbles. Well, either.
And I'm not intentionally going to go to be within 200 feet of them. Can I just throw that out there?
Bears. Bears are they're my favorite animals. I like bears. I just don't want to be around one.
I think bears are cool to look at, but not in person. Yeah, or like at the you can go to the zoo, I guess. So am I wrong for thinking as long as this coronavirus doesn't affect college football, then all will be right in the world? If it's college football is the first thing we get back, all is not going to be right in the world.
Yeah.
So I work in a safety supply industry. Our company did over $10 million in sales in the last 3 weeks, most of it sanitizer and dust masks. Owner of my company, probably one of the few people benefiting from this crap. Well, there are some people out there benefiting, so good for him. I mean, not a lot. It's just not. That's the one thing that really worries me here, especially when people get on lockdown, is they're not going to be spending money on anything, and some people can't afford to spend money on anything. And I'm not good at economy, but I think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, where do you think Cam Newton's going to wind up now?
I don't know. Every time I think there's maybe a good destination for him, that spot gets filled. I would think maybe, if a team is going to draft, like maybe the Chargers, maybe.
Maybe,
Like a team that's going to draft somebody, like maybe the team who drafts Tua,
right?
Probably thinks it's a smart thing to also have Cam Newton around. but then, or a team that drafts Justin Herbert or Jordan Love.
Right.
Like, you can't assume that those guys are just going to show up and start day one. So maybe you go out and you get a guy like Cam Newton who can get you through it.
Well, if you have a team you think is good enough to be a
contender.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know that there's a lot of teams who can really use him now. The Dolphins?
Are they may be a contender. I mean, they've
got better odds to win than the Texans now.
Well, they got better as the season went on, and they've got a bunch of draft picks, and they've added some talent. I could see that.
Short-term deal in Jacksonville?
Yeah, although I don't know that they're any good at all. I mean, they've pretty much thrown
either,
away
but,
everybody.
But, I mean, if you can get the guy, at least bring some fans in, you know, you've given away everything. You got to do something to get people in there, right?
Is he popular in London?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think the Chargers would probably be the best fit.
Denver?
Denver's a possibility since they sent Flacco packing.
Yeah. I'm running out of places.
Yeah, Denver, I think Denver makes the most... Well, Denver and the Chargers make the most sense. I think I already called them San Diego once. You're not bringing them to the Raiders. I think you've decided you're keeping Derek Carr. And...
Boy, you know where... If he's not going to be fully healthy by the time the season starts, Pittsburgh would be a good landing spot for him.
Yeah.
Because with that, I mean, obviously, without Ben, they were close to a contender. If Ben's not ready to go and Cam's there instead, I think you got a contender.
Yeah. Well, I think that team's going to be a real threat in the AFC this year if Ben's healthy. And if he's not, that would make a lot of sense. Man, why is nobody interested in Melvin Gordon?
Because he's a running back and he wants big money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's out there that you would pay that kind of money. I guess Zeke, although that may look like the Todd Gurley deal in a year. You never know. But yeah. So did you see the video of Bill Gates predicting this virus about 5 years ago? Very creepy. If not, I'll tweet it over. Yeah, tweet it over. I haven't seen it. So... If some coach or GM thinks Cam Newton's personality and work ethic is going to be a good influence on a rookie, they're dumber than O'Brien. Nobody's dumber than O'Brien.
Nope.
And Deacon brought up Raiders also got Mariota.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. They brought him in. I assume to be a backup. I can't imagine that he's coming in to compete. But, yeah, I think that's interesting that you've actually got a guy like that available. And... People are always so desperate for quarterbacks.
Probably needs to understand that he's not going to be a starter. Or he's going to be a bridge player.
And somebody brought up, how about Cam to New England?
It's a possibility.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
I still think that the Patriots are going to end up working out a deal to get Derek Carr.
I could see that, too. And if that happens, then, well, I don't know. They may think Mariota can start for him there in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, he can't. I can let him know now.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen that act.
All right. I was telling you guys earlier, if you're looking for a way to maybe save some money during these tough times, TGS Insurance is a great way to do it. If you own your home, you can save on your homeowner's insurance. I can't guarantee it, but I know I did. I know a lot of listeners who have, and it's so simple. It's going to take you 15 seconds. What do you got to lose? Maybe you'll save some, maybe you won't. The average customer last year saved $870 on their home insurance. They've got an online rating that's nearly perfect. It's worth giving a look. Text the word money to 232323. Send them your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. 15 seconds. And you'll know, hey, maybe I can save some money. Maybe you could save over $1,000 a year. Maybe you won't save anything, but it takes you 15 seconds to make the effort. What's it going to hurt? And you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of the back end. You can just free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Save Dan Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple other potential landing spots were mentioned. The Redskins, because Rivera's there now. And the Bengals, because it would make sense for Joe Burrow to have a little time to develop there.
So ESPN's currently releasing their bracket for the greatest basketball players of all time, college basketball players of all time. I think they're making a big mistake putting the men in with the women.
Oh, that's just dumb. Why are you doing that? That is, come on, guys, be better than that.
You're doing a disservice because if the women do win, people are going to question whether or not the whole thing's rigged.
Well, I'm sure it is.
And there's also some, and you could have had, I mean, really, you could have had twice the fun, done a women and a men's bracket.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why you would do this. This makes no sense.
But I'm already questioning the validity of this bracket, seeing as they have Pistol Pete as a 13 seed, and he has been the all-time leading scorer in college basketball for the last 50 years. That seems like an odd place to put him.
Well, I just looking at the whole idea is flawed. I mean, it's them doing their PC thing, which I'm just not a fan of. So you could have done a really nice bracket for both of them.
Yeah.
And I think you're selling a lot of people short.
Because the reality is, like, you know, I could probably, if I really racked my brain, I could come up with the names of 10 female athletes, like 10 female college basketball players through history that were, like, memorable.
Yeah.
You know, Cheryl Miller, Cheryl Swoops, Rebecca Lobo, Sue Bird. God, I mean, maybe not 10. That's a lot.
Don Staley.
Okay.
Good enough.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Her wife that she beat up, that was also a player.
Well, that's not a name.
Could be a name.
Mrs.
What
Brittany
about that,
Griner?
What's that Belladonna chick or Donna, whatever her name is?
Oh, Elena Deladon.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. When she was made up for photo shoot, she was. The court.
She was basketball hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of like her.
Was there any famous chicks that played at Tennessee when they were good?
Oh, yeah, there was that one.
Okay. Her too. Put her in. But yeah, you see what I mean? So you're asking us to compare them to Christian Laettner and Bill Russell, and it's just not.
No, they're comparing them to him, not us.
Right.
So it's just kind of silly.
Not a good look.
It's just because y'all aren't woke. There is no men and women. There is no such thing anymore. We're all one.
Okay. Yeah. There's this chick from Oregon who's, you know, I don't know her name even, but she's like the all-time. She's 2,000 points, 1,000 assists, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know her name though.
But I mean, I do think it's okay for us to keep the sexes separate when it comes to things like this.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm trying to. Tamika Catchings was Tennessee. She was pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I know that name.
Yeah, that one. Remember Clarissa Davis at Texas?
No.
That was probably before your time. They won the championship, went 34-0, and won the title in 86. She was. That was Texas's one championship. So.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Trying to think of somebody. Shamika Holzclaw was also Tennessee.
Okay, I remember that name.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Got any more?
Well, we already mentioned Rebecca Lobo. I thought she was very hot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheryl Miller, you mentioned. Boy, there's. I'm looking. These are like supposed to be the top names of all time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not. So now you're putting these up against like these great. Okay. I don't remember. I would have. I knew this. I recognized this name. I never would have guessed what team she played for. Skylar Diggins.
Yeah, wasn't she supposed? Well, I think I only recognized her because wasn't she supposed to be cute?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
She played for Notre Dame.
All right. Deanna Taurasi. That one I know.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, she won. She was like the stud at Connecticut. Yeah, this it kind of...
It's just a flawed... It's flawed to put them in the same bracket.
Yeah. But yeah, well, that's... That's the kind of thing you have to, you know... Rico mentioned Maya Moore for UConn.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, I vaguely remember her.
Ooh. I remember this one. Courtney Paris. She was at Oklahoma.
Was she a great big fat person?
She was muscular. Candace Parker.
I remember her, yeah.
You could have at least
she was Tennessee.
You could have at least put 16 of them in there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Mm. That's enough of that talk.
Yes, but Deacon says, why do this to continue the clear media agenda to ignore and eliminate any distinction between the genders? Yes, I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, but, well, yeah, you are, but so what? I mean, I don't think you're wrong. But Sabrina Ionescu from Oregon.
That's the girl that I was thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Pete Maravich is a 13 seed. That makes sense. College basketball's all-time leading scorer. Yeah. 13 seed.
Yeah.
Got it.
He was no Deanna Taurasi, though, so let's keep things in perspective.
13 seed. All right.
Fred, can we get a reminder to tip your Uber Eats and DoorDash drivers? Yeah, do what you can, guys. Do what you can to help.
Yeah, if you're getting food delivered, tip.
Yeah. And
even if you're picking up food, tip.
Definitely. As long as you can afford to, man. That's the thing. I know that's sometimes that's gonna get hard, but... Do the best you can.
Well, I'm always a big believer. If you can't afford a tip, you can't afford to go out to eat.
Yeah, well, at some point, you got to eat, though. If you don't have food at home.
Jelly sandwich.
You're not going out to eat. You're ordering delivery, which you should always tip for. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're in different times where I understand if people...
Yeah.
It's their only chance to eat, only chance to get food, and that's going to cause them a hardship. But, you know, try to think of the other guy, too.
Yeah.
That's all.
Ooh, a Boston Celtic player has it.
Which one?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
You want to guess?
No. Does it matter? Because this is going to be this is breaking news from now on, everybody who gets it in sports.
Here's what I hope. I hope it's not Taco Fall.
Yeah, that would...
I don't know who I hope it is.
It's for guys this age.
I just
age,
hope it's not Taco Fall.
It's a cold for guys this age. Come on.
Right. Well, they've got some old guys on that team.
Yeah, well, old, you still mean 30.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're 30 years old, you're going to be fine.
Like, what about Gordon Hayward? He's 30. What's he going to do?
He'll be fine as long as it doesn't get into his snapped leg.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're probably all right. That's a pretty young squad. But yeah. One of them's got it. One of them's got the funk.
It's like if the old ass, well, and even their coach isn't old.
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking. If it was Red Auerbach, you'd be worried.
Oh, Vincent Poirier's French. He might be the carrier.
Well, we know the French carry all kinds
That's
of
right.
stuff.
That's right. Enes Kanter's Turkish, but he's not even allowed in his old country, so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's him.
Mm. This is what we've been reduced to.
Guessing,
speculating
which Celtic has
the.
I like that game, though.
Oh boy! All right, quick break.
We should do a Corona pool.
Well, yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Like, come up with a list of 10 names, and if one of our guys gets Corona, we.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Might be something too. We'll work on that tomorrow.
All right. So Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
I've been
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Unfortunately, what you told me during the break, I believe, is fake news.
Oh, okay.
It would have been brilliant. That would have been one of the greatest quotes of the president's.
Yeah, okay.
Of his entire...
Yeah, somebody just sent it to me, so I hadn't checked on it. So.
Yeah, there was a rumor, and it's been floating around the internet, that the president said, people are dying today that have never died before.
It's so believable.
It is really believable, but it's false.
Yeah.
That's fake news.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to...
Even Snopes, which hardcore right-wingers will tell you is a liberal wasteland of nonsense... Even Snope says, no, that didn't
happen. That's too bad.
It is too bad. That would have been really great.
All right. You got a little Hoffman on Hollywood for us?
I do, although, man, we're limited in what's going on, really, in the world that doesn't involve coronavirus. Movies are put on hold. People are holding back albums, which you would think... One of the things that they are going to do is they're going to start sending movies that they were planning to put in theaters straight to on demand.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense right now. And honestly, it could make some of these movies more money than they would have made otherwise, because now they don't have to go between on theaters.
Right.
I mean, they can charge $10 or whatever, and they get... Well, I guess they would have to go. There'd be the go-between with the provider, whoever's providing it.
Yeah, but that's still. I mean, that price is usually to buy it is like $20.
Yeah, I'm all for that, honestly. So we'll see how well that works. Your boy, I know you've always been a fan of this guy, Harvey Weinstein, transferred to a state prison in New York on Wednesday as he began his 23-year sentence. For sexual assault. He turned 68 on Thursday. He's locked up at the maximum security Windy Correctional Facility near Buffalo. He is inmate number 20B0584. It's likely a temporary stop for him. While he's there, he'll be evaluated to determine which state prison facility meets his security, medical, mental health, and other needs. But starting 23-year sentence, 68 years old, I'm going to do some quick math. Not in great health, coronavirus outbreak. I'm giving him until 2022.
Yeah, I was going to say over under 3 years.
Expiration date.
Now, I don't buy how sick he looked at his trial, because I think he was doing the old mafia thing.
He's walking now. He's good.
Yeah, he's
now.
Fine, sure.
But that's, I'm with you. I don't think he's going to, I don't think he's going to last all that long. Bad news. Indira Varma. Are you familiar with her?
No.
She played Ilaria Sand on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
She's tested positive for coronavirus.
She'll be fine. She's young.
It's better than grayscale.
Yeah.
We've got to admit that.
Yeah.
Coronavirus, it's better than grayscale. She said, I'm in bed with it. It's not nice. Stay healthy and be kind to your fellow people. So I guess that's good. But one of many, and I don't know if it's even worth going through on this segment, the people who are the famous people who are coming down with this. But it's more than you would expect, I guess. So,
well, the reason we're finding out is because they're rich and can get tested.
Yeah. David Lynch comes to Disney Plus. He will, he shocked and surprised fans whose sensitivities, may have been dulled years ago. But he's coming to Disney Plus, his dramatization of The Straight Story, which is a fact-based, I guess, sort of G-rated film. His dramatization of Alvin Straight's 240-mile-long trek on a riding lawnmower is among the upcoming Disney Plus editions announced today. Any interest in a movie about a 240-mile-long journey on a riding lawnmower? Are we that corona desperate?
No, not that. That sounds like something the Waterboy would have done.
It really does. And they say the best DC movie since Batman, the Keaton Batman, who, this is just one man's opinion, starts streaming next week. Birds of Prey will be released digitally. That's one that I said I was going to wait and watch.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess I'll get to wait and watch that next week.
There
so
you go.
Heard a lot of good things about it, including from Jong and Michael Carroll, who those dudes are king nerds. So there you have it.
Also, they had to halt production of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, no!
So if I order the Peaky Blinders, I'm sure. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. Good job, me. Great job, listeners. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.